Greetings, everyone, and praise be Jesus Christ. We have now completed 4 full weeks of the Easter season. And this morning, as we arrive at the beginning of week 5, we come to a turning point as the 40th day of Easter draws near. That day, of course, will be next week, the 40th day of Easter being the ascension of our Lord into heaven. This week gets us ready for that. Oftentimes, when we think of the ascension, we think of Jesus taking off into heaven, of his return to the Father and his leaving of us. But actually, just the opposite happens. He's not so much taking off back to the Father, but he's landing. He's landing at the right side of his Father. He's not leaving us, but he's bringing us. He's bringing human nature to the Father's side. He remains with us in his human nature. When Jesus came to us, he received his human nature from Mary, not from the Father. And when he goes back to the Father, he brings what he received from earth, from Mary. He brings his human body, his human nature. And that's very beautiful. That human nature is like ours. He even has a hole in his heart. He even has his wounds. Wounded humanity has a place in God. As we get ready for this feast of the Ascension, Jesus landing at his Father's side, his remaining with us in the Father, there is a call for us to remain with him. The gospel this weekend situates us in the Last Supper scene. And it's interesting that this section of the gospel we just read begins with Judas. The opening line of today's gospel says, "When Judas had left them." That is an interesting line. It reminds me of a sign that I've seen hanging inside the back church door. And it reads, "Judas was the first to leave Mass early." Certainly, he wasn't the last. And that one line of scripture can serve as a point of examine for us. The quality of our being with God. Jesus gives us the great commandment to love, the quality of that love. What does our being with God, our remaining with him, even look like? Is it a loving? Or in some ways, are we leaving him? Today, realizing all that love demands, and it does demand a lot, to remain in him is very demanding. It might be good to remember St. Paul. He was the one who told us that only love remains. Everything else will pass. Everything else that we do in life will pass away. Only love remains. The promise, the words of Paul, 1 Corinthians 13, probably read at your wedding. Love is patient, kind, faithful. It's through thick and thin, it's good times and bad, sickness and health. Even unto death we love. These are wedding vows. And when we make vows, we do that because vows solidify difficult things. No one makes a vow to do something easy. I vow to eat ice cream. No, we don't need to do that. That kind of comes naturally. But authentic love does not come naturally. Love that is there through thick and thin, Well, we make promises, we make vows that can help us. That's a choice, it's an act of the will. And how beautiful it is to hear Jesus promise us, I will remain with you. You remain with me. I heard such vows yesterday as we had our ordination of new deacons. And Randy and Fong were ordained. It reminded me of my own promises. A promise of faithful celibate love. I made that promise. A promise of obedience and respect to the bishop, no matter who he is. A promise of faithful and daily, regular prayer for you, the people. I made such promises. And that was good. To examine those promises, to renew those promises, is something that would be good for us this week. Finally, this call to remain. We see this in the readings. Paul not only founded the churches, but he went back. He strengthened, he taught them, he encouraged their spirits. And in the second reading, we hear that this call to remain is so worth it because there is a new heaven, a new earth, where every tear will be wiped away, there is a risen Lord. How often, how easy it is to leave love for lust, life for death, respect for persons to really treating them as pawns. Judas left. Our America, our United States of America, is leaving really quickly the very fundamentals of her founding. Don't leave. Pray this week for the grace to remain, no matter what. And to do that with new zeal and even with joy. I close with a quote that I've given before. It's from a French philosopher of the 20th century, Gustave Thibon. Beware of mirages. Do not run or fly away in order to get free. Rather, dig in the narrow place which has been given to you. You will find God there and everything. God does not float on your horizon. He sleeps in your substance. Vanity runs. Love digs. Lord, I repent of all of my running. Help me, give me the grace to remain, to dig more deeply this week in your perfect love. Amen.